I own a little lot, although I oughtn't, I'll admit. It filled my life with care. I'm losing all my hair. For every time I start it up, there's something sure to split. I don't know how to fix it, so I think I'd better quit. Last night I had a breakdown and I almost gave up hope. A washer came apart, that's why it wouldn't start. I sent a boy for washers, but he was an awful dope. He brought me back a scrubbing brush, a towel, and some soap. Oh, I think I oughtn't auto anymore, for autoing is losing all its fun. The tire starch is wearing and the motor needs repairing. When you think it's fixed, your trouble's just begun. Pedestrians have lost their sense of humor. When you run one of them over, he'll get sore. If your auto kills a copper, some old fool will make you suffer. So I think I oughtn't auto anymore. Last summer I went playing in my little runabout. I slayed some sheep and hogs and 37 dogs. If I'd have had a faster car, I've not the slightest doubt. I might have slew a cow or two if there were any out. I knocked a fellow speechless just beside the village green. He grabbed my hub and spoke. He took it as a joke. I paid a blacksmith 25 to patch up my machine. And then I found the man I struck drank all my gasoline. So I think I oughtn't auto anymore, for autoing's a terrible expense. The farmers want to sue you, they have horses trained to do you, and if you don't hit them first, they'll take a fence or a gate. They'll collar you if they should find you speeding. It's fine for them, that's what the fine is for. Once I paid $200 for two automobile collars, and I think I oughtn't auto anymore. I know a chorus girl who owns a Mercedes machine. Nobody knows his name, she owns it just the same. One day she had a breakdown, for her motor acted mean. She asked me would I help her when I came upon the scene. I happened to be smoking when I got beneath her car. Cigar between my teeth, I crawled right underneath. The gasoline was leaking and it fell on my cigar. It blew that chorus girl so high I thought she was a star. Oh, I think I oughtn't auto anymore. Her Mercedes was wrecked beyond repair. She said I broke her motor and she told me where to go to. When I asked her why, she went up in the air. It really was a wonderful explosion. A mile away, the neighbors heard it roar. Now there's seven doctors busy picking splinters out of Lizzie, so I think I oughtn't auto anymore.